Broadcasting from the studios of KCCU on the campus of Cameron University, this is the Texoma Report. I'm Melissa Beck, and now the news. The Oklahoma Constitution requires the legislature to finish the redistricting process by the end of its session on May 28th, but the federal government announced the necessary census data would be delayed until September. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Kately Mills and Ryan Gaylor report on how lawmakers are responding to the delays and what's being done in the meantime.
Let's start with a civics lesson. Redistricting is the process of redrawing U.S. congressional and state legislative boundaries. The process is usually done in coordination with the release of the census, which happens every 10 years. In Oklahoma, committees in the State House and State Senate are responsible for redistricting, with veto power from the governor. This year, due to delays with the census data, lawmakers are using population estimates from the 2015-2019 American Community Survey for redistricting state legislative boundaries. Only a slight variance is allowed in the number of people per district. Lawmakers say the ACS data allows them to redraw those maps and still meet the requirements.
If population hasn't shifted that much, there won't be a huge responsibility for them to change a whole lot.
That's James Davenport, a professor of political science at Rose State College. He says the general trend is that Oklahoma's urban areas are growing more than its rural areas. But without the 2020 data available through the census count, it's difficult to know how the data was impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. State legislative lines are one thing, but redrawing Oklahoma's five congressional districts will have to wait.
Then they'll either be looking at having to have a special session called to deal just with the redistricting issue, or hoping that they can complete it in the early part of the next session in next year in time for the elections that will be coming up.
While the possibility of a special session seems like the fix-all, the census data delay still compresses the timeline to redistrict now. And that's not just in Oklahoma. The National Conference of State Legislatures found there are 12 other states with constitutions calling for redistricting in the year after the census. And on top of this already unusual redistricting year, Oklahoma is also trying something new. Oklahoma residents can submit their own public maps for consideration.
Today I'd like to go over my public map submission for the Oklahoma House of Representatives.
Dan Williams, a former Geographic Information Systems analyst with the state's House Redistricting Office, was laid off because of the census delays. Despite this, he wanted to use his knowledge of redistricting to submit a public map.
I talked myself into submitting a public map, but I didn't want it just to be Dan's map. I want this to be Oklahoma's public map submission.
Williams set up a Facebook group called Oklahomans Redistrict Oklahoma, where he posts videos of himself drawing the maps and explaining how and why he's doing it, all while asking for public input. However, he knows that there's a chance his map suggestions might not even be used.
That's something I know going into the process, but at the end of the day, I can't let that fear paralyze me.
The legislature plans to invite some of these public map makers to present their work and explain the choices they made in dividing up the state. Whether any of those ideas make it into the final map is up to the committee members. Oklahoma does have a backup plan if lawmakers miss the May 28th deadline to pass the maps. The task would then go to a commission, which is appointed by top Republican legislative leaders and the governor. But the chair of the Senate Redistricting Committee, Senator Lonnie Paxton, says that backup plan was never really an option.
That commission's work would not then go to the legislature. They would draw it and then it's done. So it would avoid the legislative process, which we don't like to adopt things this big and avoid the legislative process.
The conflict between whether the legislative process or independent commissions make for better maps isn't new. Last year, proponents of independent redistricting introduced state questions that would have amended the Oklahoma Constitution to create a 9-member committee overseeing redistricting. None of those state questions made it onto ballots. In Norman, I'm Ryan Gaylor.
And in Oklahoma City, I'm Kately Mills.
A lawsuit filed by a charter school group has ignited a firestorm of criticism from public school advocates. But why was it filed in the first place?
The long game here is a great seat for every kid in Oklahoma. And this is a step toward that.
A charter school leader's goal for increased charter funding coming up at 4:45 and 5:45 p.m. Thursday and 6:45, 7:45, and 8:45 a.m. Friday here on the Texoma Report. KCCU encourages you to be safe and stay well. That's the news for this edition of the Texoma Report. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck. The Texoma Report is a production of KCCU News. For more information about featured stories aired during the program, go online to kccu.org or visit our Facebook page.
I'm Helen Sini, host of Deutsche Welle's weekly news magazine Inside Europe. We dig a little deeper into the important stories shaping the region. From Dublin to Moscow, the issues facing Europe are also touching many Americans. So join us this week as we explore the people, politics, and culture of one of the world's most dynamic regions.
Inside Europe, Sunday mornings at 9 and Wednesday afternoons at 3 on KCCU.
I'm Scott Simon. Plan to join us Saturday morning for Weekend Edition Saturday from NPR News.
This Saturday morning from 7 until 9 here on KCCU, your public radio station for NPR News and classical music.